From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The annual flu season started about a month early, and health officials say symptoms are widespread over much of the country. In New York State, the governor has declared a public health emergency because of the severity of the breakout there. From member station WNYC, Mark Garber reports.
The order by Governor Andrew Cuomo comes as New York deals with nearly 20,000 reported cases of influenza. That's more than four times the number for the entire last season. It authorizes pharmacists to immunize a much greater segment of the population than usually allowed by law. Health officials say the outbreak is hitting every county in the state. The number of patients admitted to hospitals with confirmed influenza spiked 55% in recent days. They say the number of cases is likely to climb higher before tapering off because flu is highly contagious and victims can spread it even after feeling better. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
Cold weather is pushing through the western and central parts of the United States. It's been so chilly in some regions of California, citrus growers have been out in their orchards with wind machines. They're working to raise temperatures near their fruit trees by a few degrees. As the cold weather pushes to the Midwest and eastern parts of the U.S., heavy rain could fall on the plains states and possibly trigger some flooding. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is getting a retrial over the killing of protesters in the uprising that ousted him. A court in Cairo ordered the retrial today. NPR's Leila Fadel reports the move will likely be welcomed by most Egyptians.
Mubarak, his Minister of Interior Habib al-Adli, and Adli's deputies will all be tried again, an Egyptian court ruled today. Mubarak and Adli were previously given life sentences for failing to stop the killing of some 1,000 demonstrators. Adli's deputies were all acquitted. Many Egyptians felt the trial was filled with problems and the sentences were not strong enough. The defendant's lawyers appealed the sentences and Egypt's general prosecutor appealed the acquittals. In theory, Mubarak would be released today based on the appeal, but he is now being investigated on separate charges and has been ordered detained during the investigation. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
Thousands of people turned out for a protest march in Moscow today. They are angry over a new Russian law that bans Americans from adopting Russian orphans. Demonstrators say there aren't enough homes in Russia for orphaned Russian children, and the legislation hurts them. Russian lawmakers drafted the bill in retaliation after the United States passed a law targeting Russians accused of human rights abuses. Thousands of people marched in Paris today against same-sex marriage. People set off from three different places in the French capital and headed for the Eiffel Tower. French President François Hollande has promised to change the law so that gays and lesbians can marry. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A U.S. Navy sailor has been arrested by Japanese police, accused of breaking into a local home and violating his curfew. John Matthews reports from Tokyo on the newest strain in relations with Japan.
Recent months have been riddled with allegations of misconduct by deployed soldiers, igniting protests and leading to a countrywide curfew for all 50,000 Japan-based personnel. Now, local police say they've arrested an inebriated petty officer Richard Lawton near his base in Yokosuka, just south of Tokyo. According to local media, the police were called after Lawton broke into a residence early Sunday, local time. Lawton claims he was staying with friends before flying back to the U.S. and that he entered the wrong home. Although the incident was nonviolent, it is expected to put a small strain on relations as the effectiveness of the three-month-old curfew is questioned. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
This is the first anniversary of the sinking of the cruise ship, the Costa Concordia. The ship cruised too close to an Italian island last year and capsized. The accident killed 32 people. Today, relatives of the victims are on the island. They unveiled a memorial plaque during a ceremony today. The air pollution in the capital of China is very bad. Beijing's pollution levels are currently in dangerous zones, and government officials are telling people to stay indoors. Public health specialists say one reason for the murky gray air in the capital is weather. There's been little wind, so pollutants collect and don't break up in the air. China's air quality problems are also blamed on thousands of new cars on the road and on the country's fast industrialization. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.